TF Dougie Mobile.
KF4NXY, David.
Hope you're enjoying that first cup of coffee.
Real good, so I'm on my own, about my third cup, and just kind of straightening up to ham shack a little bit.
But isn't your back hurting you, is it?
I've got a multitude of things, and they even, now they put me on Aricept for my memory, so I'm, so they one thing is another. But anyway, how you doing out there this morning?
Well, can't complain. At least it's hump day, right?
It always hurts. Ain't no point complaining. Nobody wants to hear it no how, and it don't make things no better.
Definitely right about that.
Week is supposed to be nice. Weather, anyway, it's the main thing to talk about being so dry. You know, if you do any burning, you keep an eye on it. I noticed that at my place here last few days, the ground's cracking and everything. And being way out here in the country, I do burn some of my trash, especially anything that's got, Social Security numbers on it. And, but it, I stick right there with the burning barrel.
Yeah, we have a fire pit, but we got rid of all of our trees and everything, and I don't live very far from the convenience dump, so I just make a run every Saturday morning early.
Well, I'm in Greenville County down here, so the end of it, where your home is.
In Greer, just off of 290 on the north side of 29.
I might have talked to you one morning about that, because my dad's people and my mom's people, all come from around them, and my grandpa Hip, he lived right there across from a big cemetery there in Greer, and I could probably still find my way around over there a little bit. It's been a few years now.
So it's changed so much. I've been here, I've been back about 30 years now, and it's grown so much you can't hardly even recognize.
I could put houses in down here where I'm at, just buying up little pieces of property and putting up a, probably a $350,000 house, and then on in around Malden, in Greenville, they put them big houses so close together. I know if you looked out the window, you'd know what color hair on top of the head of your neighbor would. That's just a little too close for comfort.
Yeah, they're trying to get, five or six houses in on a 1 acre lot.
What it boils down to, we moved out of downtown Lawrence, mostly because it was getting on my nerves a bit, and we got right at 6 acres here, and we're not too far from the county dump, so that, and they're not going to put up big houses across the street from the county dump.
Matt, you must be down there by what do they call it, Twin Chimneys?
That's the name on it. They didn't want to put county dump out there at the road.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. Yeah, my brother lives out that way. He lives off of Lakeville Road. And then my son lives off of the next one. I think it's Scott.
Well, sometime when you're down this way, I'm home most of the time. Just give me a holler on the radio or shoot me an email off the QRZ page. And my mother was using this mobile home that I'm in right now. I'm using it as the ham shack, and my wife's dad was, was in it for a while. We had a geriatric mobile home park, and now we're the ones that's geriatric.
We'll have to do that next time I'm down that way. I'll give you a shout.
I complain. I've talked to you long enough, fairly often, first thing in the morning, and The thing is, it's ironic that when you meet somebody, you know, you talk to on the radio, you kind of have a mental picture of what they look like, but they never look like what you think.
I'm about 5'9", 185, white hair and a short white beard.
Well, like me, I got the beard and still got some salt and pepper hair, and I weigh you by about 40 pounds. That's something I need to get on to, get a little bit more healthy than I am.
Have you? Yeah, I'm trying to do a little bit of workout, 30 minutes every day at the gym there, but I usually get about 14,000 steps a day. And then, so I've been trying to at least keep my body going so that when I finally do get to retire, maybe I can do a little bit of something, right?
It's so frustrating to be, I'm in that boat. It's so frustrating that I spend most of my time going to doctors because I didn't take good enough care of myself. And I'm spending that time with doctors when me and the wife could be going places.
Dad, I got to sign up for my Medicare the next couple of weeks with open enrollment, and then me and Mama will finally be on it. And then, so I guess I'll be making more doctor's appointments.
If you don't have any chronic conditions, you'll probably be, okay. There's so many different programs with so many different companies. I'm not going to try and advise people. I've got, for me personally, and the wife, that turned out to be the best choice.
Yeah, I picked up that supplemental Plan G. Looks like it's going to be the best for me because, I don't have anything really wrong with me. I don't take any medications yet, so that's a good thing.
Is that the supplemental, and the way they've been changing the drug formularies lately, it's not hitting my pocketbook so bad. I kept planning about I could get me a new boat, what does it cost me? And the wife said, well, yeah, you'd have a new boat, but you'd be dead.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? It's expensive. I know the work insurance, I just had to decline the work insurance since I picked up the Medicare, but it, doubled.
Most people don't know this, but you want to be sure to carry that work insurance right up to the last minute. Otherwise, the government will kind of tap your billfold a little bit for not, if you have a break in there, is what I'm trying to say. Between your work insurance and Medicare, then the supplement will not be free. And most of the supplements are free if you continue the insurance from your former working environment.
Answer on that? Yeah, my work insurance runs out on December 31st, and the Medicare will pick up on January 1st, so I should be good to go.
Sound like you've done some research and you know how to handle it. I'm going to pop back out of here for a few minutes and see if some of the other guys are within range. And anyway, I've always enjoyed talking to you first thing in the morning, and I'll be, kind of just sitting here, got a fresh cup of coffee going. KF4NXY.
As always, and you have an awesome day, and I hope you get feeling better and get a little bit of rest and that, and we'll definitely catch you tomorrow morning, KN4 TSW.